One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 4. Mayday, Mayday!
Hey everybody, it's me, Revolutionary. I'm sitting down in front of, out in Piney Point Studios, about to light up a phenomenal cigar. This is an Italia by CAO. Which one is this one? This is the Piazza. It's about a 54 or so ring. It's huge. So maybe it's a 60 ring. About 6.5 inches long. I'm going to go old school here. I'm sitting out on the deck out behind Piney Point Studios. And I know that you folks have probably gotten used to the well-produced Revolutionary. But unfortunately for the Rev, events have made it so that basically I can't sit in my studio all the time. I don't have a lot of time to just sit around and shoot the shit with everybody. So I'm going to shoot the shit with you today. It's May 1. This would be the Revolutionaries, One Man Revolution, somewhere in the Volume 2, Episode 4, since our 14th of February episode, which was our 1 year. So what does that tell you? If the Revolutionary wants to kick out a good number of One Man Revolutions, we're going to have to sit on the back deck and look out over the beauty, which is Central Florida in the late spring, and talk together about what's been going on. So light this up. It's a beautiful cigar, let me tell you. So a lot's been happening. One of the major things that I gotta say is let's see, just got back from J-Con yesterday, and hung out with Joey Cruz of Ravenlocks Entertainment. And as you know, I enjoy the entertainment side of things pretty well. Joey is a wonderful guy, and I do spend a lot of time on his show. But the one thing that slowed me down... Dang, this thing takes forever to light. The one thing that does slow me down is actually... Wow. The one thing that does slow me down is that I don't have a lot of time to do the One Man Revolution. If I do the Ravenlocks Entertainment Report every Tuesday, which I don't mind doing, you know, I love Joey and he is family to me. But the major problem that I have is that when I do Ravenlocks Entertainment Report, I don't do my own show. I just don't. What are you gonna do? So here we go. So far, as we go along, this past. Over the month of April, we've seen some really interesting changes within King George's plans. He's really trying to get his Republican folks elected. God, that's a phenomenal cigar. He's changed things to the point where he's even alleviated environmental rules on gasoline. He's changed that. Let's see what else we got here. We got some music publishing licenses for Skype. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, gas cost, pain at the pump. Just doing some headlines here. Let's see, pains at the pump, but yet the oil string industry is gaining. That's a good one. It's a good article. I got that one from USA Today. We'll talk about that. Whistleblower outs the NSA spy room. We'll see about how AT&T is providing the NSA eavesdrops with full access to your phone calls. We'll come back to that one. And also I got an article here, a report about Afghans selling U.S. military secrets, secret files, secret USB drives, out just on the regular, out in the world. So I got a couple of good things. But first let's take a break here after about 4 minutes of me lighting a cigar and giving you the headlines. So gas pump, gas, environmental rules on gasoline lowered. U.S. Army files lowered, and a whistleblower outs the NSA spy room. So let's take a break here and let you guys listen to a little bit of country punk.
That was the Matadors with Señor Rey from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com.
Hey, folks, I went back. I hope you enjoyed that. I went downtown today. I got called downtown, and as everyone knows, May 1st was the March for Unity in Central Florida and across the country. The March for Unity against, for immigration reform. And one of the funniest things is what is this taking away from? Where did this bill come from? This Senate bill and House bill came out of nowhere. And I know that you and I will probably have to take a look into where this information came from. Because, quite honestly, why is immigration reform such a huge problem right now? You know, as far as I know, there's about 13 million immigrants in this country who are here illegally. We're not going to just wholesale send them home. We're not going to just turn around and make them all citizens, so there's a lot of things we have to discuss. But as today is the official 3-year anniversary of Mission Accomplished, where King George stepped onto an aircraft carrier a couple of miles off the coast of San Diego and announced to the world that, you know, the major military strikes were gone for Iraq. As we know, about 2,400 U.S. Military have died over there, and countless number of civilians and Iraqi quote-unquote insurgents who are also revolutionaries in their own might, and in their own time. But we did have a large demonstration today that took place right out in front of the TD Waterhouse Center, wandered through downtown Orlando, and ended up right back at the TD Waterhouse Center where the Orlando Magic, a basketball team, plays. And also right across the street from the School of Film and Digital Media, where the Revolutionary spends a lot of his time. And I was down there today, and I was kind of surprised that there were more, you know, the thing started at 12, and at 11 there were more police officers than there were demonstrators. But I am heartened that even that people showed up. And I was about to go out and march with the crowd, but I unfortunately, you know, even though I am a supporter of immigrant rights, I'm the man that they are trying to work against, and I don't know if they would have appreciated me being out there. You know, might have caused some problems. So for me, I think it's much more important for us all to look at what this is distracting us from. Yet another thing that the revolution must look into is this idea of an NSA spy room. This, according to Wired News, also out of Reuters and a few other Associated Press. AT&T provided National Security Agency eavesdroppers with full access to phone calls and shunted internet traffic to data mining equipment. And this all thanks to Revolutionary Klein, who blew the whistle on AT&T and submitted an affidavit to the Electronic Freedom Foundation. And the EFF put in a class action lawsuit last January and alleges that AT&T violated federal law and state law by allowing the government to just monitor random internet communication and phone calls without warrants. Now, on the 13th, I received this piece, and I would like to thank the revolutionary, I think it was Thompson, or Revolutionary Thomas. I'm going to go look into that, and I'll give you your fair credit on the website. You don't get your panties in a bunch. Who writes me every now and again telling me that, you know, there are horrible things going on, don't let it pass. And I'm not letting it pass, I just haven't time to get around to it. So there's a secret room that's included in the data mining equipment called the NARIS STA-6400, known to be used particularly by the government agencies for its ability to sift through large amounts of data looking for pre-programmed targets. Now, if the Revolutionary is one of those targets, I'd like to say right now to the folks that are listening to me out there from the U.S. government, bring the black helicopters, boys, and take me away, because that's the only way you're going to shut me up. I'm going to pay my taxes. I'm going to be a clean-cut citizen, and guess what? You guys are going to have to find me the good old-fashioned way, make me a political prisoner. So despite what they're hearing, what's track record, you know, what's been considered public track record of the administration, I don't believe that the NSA is limited to foreign communications consistent with the NSA's charter with what's known as FISA. So watch what you're saying on the phones, my friends, and if you have the opportunity to talk face-to-face, you know, you may just want to do that from now on to keep any conversations that you have that might dissent from the government and might dissent from King George, because you never know who's going to be listening or why. Now, a lot of people are probably going to call me one of those conspiracy freaks, or say that I'm some kind of a whack job, because I think that we need to be weary of this particular government and possibly rise up and get rid of of King George, get him out of office in some way. And a lot of people say that, you know, that makes me some kind of conspiracy freak. But the more we dig, the more we find, and the more we find, the more I know that King George is listening to, you know, his political enemies and then utilizing the information against him. And it did come out that he used the Plume case kind of as he let the information go about the Plume case, so that you and I would think that, you know, that he was some type of hero, that there was some type of weapons of mass destruction. But what he was doing is he was trying to destroy a political adversary, her husband, whose name was White, and we'll call him the Revolutionary White from now on. So let's support what's going on here. You know, let's make sure that you and I are both aware that there are probably some pretty bad things, some pretty horrible things that are going on within our government. And with the help of people like Senator Kerry, with people like John Edwards, like all the folks in the Democratic Party who allowed us to shine a flashlight into these dark reaches of this Republican-run government. I'm not saying all Republicans are bad. I mean, I like Senator Obama one hell of a lot, and if he would run for president tomorrow, I would vote for him. Obama actually sat down and said, we need a biodiesel initiative. We need an initiative to save energy in this country and create energy that's renewable. And today or tomorrow, I would love to sit down with Senator Obama and say, you know, actually, I signed up for his newsletter on his website. And I said, hey, you know, let me hear what you got to say. I'll listen to you because you have a good message. You know, so be very, very careful about just lumping people into categories. I don't. I'm against anyone who's against freedom. And freedom is today and freedom is forever. So let's, on that note, before I get too depressing, let's take a listen to a little bit more of this country punk, and I'll come back on the other side of it.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, The Revolutionary.
When Sanchez got out of school, he avoided work as a general rule. He wasn't looking for a new career. Then one day he got a good idea to give people what they really want. Dirty pictures of a llama's cum.
Purple nipples with wedges too. Dirty Sanchez head in the zoo. Use a monkey, a copper field. Getting to know
Sanchez knew he was really on to something, so he set up a meeting with some investment bankers from J.P. Morgan and Merrill Lynch, who were enthusiastic fans of bestiality themselves. With their help, he raised a venture capital to start a petting zoo in Fresno, California, where the general atmosphere was animal-friendly, and the weather was kind of nice, too. Well, people came from all walks of life. Madonna wanted to have sex with an orangutan, she fancied. Geraldo Rivera wanted to lick a donkey's ass. Well, I got plenty of stories, but I should probably be getting back to the chorus at this point in time. Sanchez was making a lot of money from his petting zoo, but soon there was a lot of outrage from the Catholic Church. They were against having sex with animals, whereas they were kind of partial to having sex with children themselves. Sanchez even considered going into another field where people appreciated bestiality, like law or politics. Eventually, he sold the petting zoo and became an anchorman. DC, after changing his name to Dan.
That was Dirty Sanchez Set at Petting Zoo by Baron von Lichtenstein from the PodSafe Music Network. Go check him out at music.podshow.com.
Man, all right, and we're back. So, Bush eases environmental rules on gasoline. Well, today marks the 3-year anniversary, by the way, of Mission Accomplished. And I know we all know what Mission Accomplished means to the Bush administration, it seems. King George, over the past month, has tried to change a lot of things that are going on, and I gotta definitely sit back here and try and tell you guys how I feel about it. Seeing gas hit $3 a gallon, I actually saw it get up to $2.95 before it started going down, and today it's down to just over $2.85. So the stop at 5 cents before $3 may have yet been another way for King George to show his quote-unquote power. So under pressure of surging gasoline prices, this is Dateline 425, that'd be April 25th, the year of our Lord, 2006. This is out of ABC News and the Associated Press, that Bush halted filling the United States National Emergency Oil Reserve, and urged the waiver of clean air rules to ease local gas shortages, and called for a repeal of $2 billion of for-profit heavy oil companies. Now, this was just last week, and this week, of course, we here at the revolutionary, at the One Man Revolution, sit around and talk a lot with our friends and our families about what can happen when something like King George sitting back and saying that every little bit helps when he cuts $2 billion off of taxes for some large company, especially an oil company. And oil companies have been making, you know, $10 billion In the case of our friends over at Exxon Mobil, or like I like to call them, Exxon Valdez, because I will never forget that. Exxon Mobil, where they made about $10 billion in profit. That's profit in the first quarter of this year. So the fundamental problem that's been out there is that we consume a whole hell of a lot of gas. You know, I agree. You know, I'm guilty, but, you know, I want my car that allows me to drive where I need to get to on a daily basis. You know, Orlando isn't set up like most other cities, and we don't have really good public transportation. I mean, if you get downtown, there's good transportation, but what are you going to do? So what our biggest problem is, what my biggest problem is as a revolutionary, is that even though George Bush considered these fuel waivers and changing the way that we store our gasoline for the national problems, is basically that all of the gasoline for the summer has already been blended and refined, and these things that the president is saying, you know, let's go ahead and give breaks to these gigantic companies, well, it's not going to do any good, you know, because it's already done. I mean, they already have their gas blended for the summer. So why, Jesus Lord, you know, they already have it all done, so why should we give them any more breaks? Okay, according to the president of the National Petrochemical Association, you're going to have to be careful that you're not upsetting a plan that's already in its last stages of implementation, which means they're already done for the summer. So by doing this and giving these breaks, you might actually cause, good old King George, cause a huge problem for the rest of the year. Because, you know, you mess with summer production and there goes winter production, and now people are freezing to death in the come fall. But as I said, I was looking into this last week, and there are folks out there, like executives at a recruiting company, this would be Revolutionary Safer. He's 72. He's an executive of a recruiting company and owns it in Los Angeles. And he looks at it as he put $50 worth of gas in his Toyota sedan, and even that, though that he's a capitalist, he thinks that we're being extorted. And I would agree, along with the statewide average being over $3 a gallon, that we need to do something. I'm going to put a chart up that says, you know, that shows the oil companies' incomes, what's expected, and what the growth is. And you'll see that there's growth over 30% in a lot of the foreign oil companies, or the American oil companies, and foreign oil companies that deliver fuel to us on a regular basis. Everything from $9.1 billion all the way down to the lowest being $4 billion. So those are estimates, but still, $4 billion is a whole hunk of change. I think someone explained $1 million to me one time in a way that maybe you and I can discuss. A lot of you don't know, but the revolutionary is also a reverend. If you take the life of Jesus, which everyone says is about 32 years, and you give him the ability to spend $1,000 a day, every day, for those 30 years, by the time Jesus is nailed to the cross, as is accepted in the Bible, it says that basically he'd still have money left over if he spent it $1,000 a day for 365 days, okay, for the rest of his life. If all he had, of those 30 years, if all he had was a $1 million in the bank, okay, that was gaining simple interest. So you and I need to take a look at that, because $1 billion is a number that's even higher than that. So I'm going to put up some charts and graphs and things to show you what this whole problem is and how the revolutionary thinks we should change it. Quite simply, I've talked about biodiesel in the past, and there was an article on Slashdot the other day that showed that biodiesel is probably our best bet. And the good part about biodiesel is a renewable fuel. And since it is a renewable fuel, the renewability also allows us to build new things like reactors that will allow us to build biodiesel better. And I'll put a link to that also within this article on the website. So let's take a break here. Take a listen to some more country punk. If you want to, just skip ahead. This song, I think, is about a little less than 4 minutes, so I'll catch up to you right about then.
And that was, let's see here, that was Rip My Heart Out by the Pistol Whippersnappers, again, from the PodSafe Music Network. That's music.podshow.com.
Another story I have, which is kind of funny. I found this one out of the BBC News. Yeah, read your papers around the world. Don't just read the U.S., because there's things like, you know, the L.A. Times will report it, but it'll be buried on page 63. Myself, I like to read the BBC News. I like to read, the French news. I like to read the Dutch news. And if you have to use something to translate for you, I happen to be able to read like about 7 languages. So, if you can't do it, go ahead and feel free to translate it. Google has the ability to translate, and so do others. But here's one out of that. Oh, isn't that funny? But also, oh, so tragic. The U.S. forces in Afghanistan are checking reports. That stolen computer hardware containing military secrets is being sold in a market right outside and right beside a U.S. base. And so shock peepers are selling things like USB drives that were stolen from the facility, disk drives that basically are being thrown out. And I have it from Revolutionary Romero that he was involved in seeing that during the first Iraqi group, that they would just take stuff out and throw it out in the out in front and run a bulldozer over it. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't destroy the hard drive. That just cracks open the cases, and a lot of people would take them back and utilize them after that was done. So people saw, and people were reported that the United States military saw shopkeepers, that shopkeepers weren't interested in the information on the drives, but they were interested in the value of the hardware. So again, here we got stuff that's probably secret, top secret, or whatever, and stuff is stolen off of someone's keychain or off of someone's someone's door or out of someone's computer, and they're finding that people get them all the time. They get them turned in, and they make a lot of money off of just trading the USB drives for straight up for cash. And hundreds of Afghans are said to be working as cleaners, laborers, and other auxiliary staff in the Bagram base, and that this has been going on since the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. Now, I know we're fighting insurgents over there, but if this is happening in Afghanistan, I can almost guarantee you it's also happening right there in Iraq, and a lot of information is being passed directly to whatever insurgents, or what I like to call them, what they are, patriotic revolutionaries. That's what we would have been. We would be called insurgents right now. Information was being passed off to these revolutionaries for them to read and understand and see that that basically what the United States government's doing. So again, King George, open your ears, dumbass. In an age of information, just throwing a diskette in the trash can doesn't cover having it destroyed, especially when it's a USB drive. Most companies, especially ones selling to your military dumbass, are making them hardened enough that they can survive a couple of washings in the washing machine, let alone just being thrown out in a garbage can. All right, so enough said about that, and we'll move on.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for a redress of grievances.
Alright, so Skype. Our good friends over at Skype, an excellent worldwide method of calling people via computer and also being able to Skype out, has made an alliance with the MCPS, PRS, along with Warner Chappell Music and Sony, and EMI, to allow Skype to utilize content for things like ringtones and other internet calling technologies. So who knows, maybe when you are driving around with your PDA in your pocket, your PDA will go off and tell you have a Skype call, and maybe you'll have Green Day or the Chili Peppers or Depeche Mode, or maybe even Madonna telling you that someone's there. So Skype is starting to really become a major player in the telecommunications market just by having this deal that came along. This was on April 25th, last Thursday. So, what does that tell us? Where does this leave us as citizens of the world? And that's what I consider myself. I consider myself a human. I don't consider myself an American. I am an American by birth and by the grace of God, if you want to put it that way. But we are just people. And if you saw what was going on downtown and saw what was going on in various cities around the country today, talking about this March for Unity, I am united with my brethren who want a policy of better immigration. You know, it's too hard to be an immigrant in this country because you get nothing. You get no Social Security benefits. You get no benefits at all, and your employers can terminate you and move you out as quickly as possible. But also, as a citizen of the world and as a human being and as a person of this planet, of which I know of no other like it, even though probably you guys will say, well, you conspiracy freak, you probably believe in aliens too. Well, if they came down, I bet you they'd be more intelligent than we are at this point. Even if they just wanted to suck up all our water and move on, they'd probably be more intelligent because, you know, who would want to stay here? Especially under this government as it stands. So this is the first day of May, May 1. Revolutionary celebrates a birthday on May 7. Send me your cards and letters. Tell me how much you love me. Just do them by email. I hate getting regular mail, and I'm not telling you where Piney Point Studios is, because if I tell you, they'll know. This is why I'm doing it via my PDA, my trusty Axum, so that I can now be mobile. And I'm going to make more of these every day. I think I'm going to try for it every day in May to put out something, whether it's a long or a short cast, to give you guys, the Revolutionary Army, the people who are out there who want change, to know what to do and where to go to make that change happen. And I'm a revolutionary in the fact that I want to make this happen within the confines of our current laws. I don't want to rise up and carry guns against an army that will just destroy us. Unfortunately for us, carrying our muskets and putting on our tri-corner hats is not going to work in this case. We're up against an army that has atomic weapons that they probably aren't going to have any problem using. And mark my words, they'll have absolutely no problem using them against the people of Iran. So my friends in Iran, a democratically run country in the Middle East, and a lot of our friends, it's going to happen. And unfortunately, they may just decide, just because they need to win yet another election to defray the American people, they might drop some bombs on you, and some bombs that have not been tested since the likes of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I'm sorry. And there's nothing I can do about it against this repressive and non-caring and non-responsive government that I live underneath. And not to bum you guys out, I know that you revolutionary listeners love to hear things like, hey, the revolutionary will be down at Winter Park, 20 tomorrow, and seeing MI3, Mission Impossible 3, watching Tom Cruise and that guy from Capote, who's got three names that I can't even remember one of them right now. So I'll be down there tomorrow, and then on Thursday I'll be around seeing over the hedge, and I'll let you guys know where it is. I'm sure that Joey will tell us where those are over at ravenlox.com. This is a part of the national podcasting system, and we're going to be expanding. So if you know any podcasters out there that want to be part of a network that has been around for a year and has an excellent amount of listenership, please let us know. Because we're very interested in letting you guys know what's going on out there in the world of whatever. I talk about the political sphere. Joey talks about the entertainment sphere. I talk about the technosphere and how the government's watching you. And they're probably watching me right now by a satellite sitting back here on the back of Piney Point Studios. And I raise a hand and I extend a finger to every last one of them, telling them that they're number one. Of course, they're number one on the second finger on my hand. So, to each one of you, you know I love you, and I want God to bless you. Unfortunately, sometimes our lives change and our lives get busy. But I promise you, I make a promise to you now. I'm going to try and do something every day in May for you, my revolutionary friends, and we will bring the one-man revolution back into its proper place in the top of the political podcastosphere as soon as possible. So until I talk to you tomorrow, bless you, bless us all, and may the Lord look down upon us, whatever the Lord is in your book, whether it's the Lord Muhammad, the Lord Buddha, a friend who is Hindi, the spirits which inhabit the forest, the spirits of the bird and the eagle, and the muskrat. Whatever those spirits are, whether these are the spirits of our ancestors, or the spirits of our friend, or the Lord Jesus Christ that watches over all the Christians, may they bless us and make today a better day and a better day tomorrow. Unfortunately, tragedy happens to everyone in everyone's life, and there's a person out there that I care a lot about, and recently they had a great loss. They lost a person in their life that they say that they loved among like no other, and a person that taught them what love was. And I know how that feels, because I lost a person like that in my life too. And that person was my father, and that person was their father. And with my father, it was not unexpected. He had a long terminal illness that took approximately 8 years to take his life. And he fought till the very end and inspired me very much to be who I am today. For this person, they died suddenly while being 100% healthy and just collapsing one day and not being able to be revived. So my heart goes out to her and to her family at this point. And I hope that, she understands that I and many others like me will be there to hold her hand and make sure that she makes a better day and a better life every day from now and from this point forward. So keep her in your prayers. Her name's Becca. Just say, God bless Becca every now and again, and let her know that at least somewhere in the world, I know my friends out there are probably saying, what happened to the revolutionary? He used to be all fire, brimstone, and hatred against this administration. And well, I'm still the same guy. I just have had a really rough couple of months. And I've had to reconsider a lot of things in my world. So I love each and every one of you. And I will see you again in the very near future.
that was a little shot called 50 Miles to Baghdad by Roots Rock Rebel, again, from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, and that'll bring us to a close. Peace!
Hey, to contact the Revolutionary, contact onemanrevolution@gmail.com. And, of course, you can also contact onemanrevolution.org here on the World Wide Web. Subscribe to us via iTunes. Go to iTunes, search for One Man Revolution. We've been in there since the beginning. We were chosen as one of the first 3,000 podcasts to be added. Nice to know when you've been sought out and recognized. You can also catch us on pretty much every podcast search engine that's out there. Everything from Podcast Pickle to Podcast Alley to Indie Potter to the Bunker, Podscope, you name it, we're on there. We've been here since the beginning, and we will remain the one man in One Man Revolution. You can make a difference if one man stands up and says no.
Peace!